I wanted to know about this idea that with Sarva Bhavana and this book, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, whether I should do something. He said, I realize my qualification is to preach to devotees about Vaidhi Bhakti. And this is important and it's helpful. I'm saying that to you, that my qualification is I can help devotees, tell them how to avoid illicit sex and how to chant japa. But this is such an elevated subject matter.
Okay.
So he said, Sarva Bhavana said, still, it has to be made accessible to Western people. So even though you don't have such a high qualification, if you follow the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti and just try to explain it to
how we can explain?
That's what I want to ask.
How? We can write and write something about Vaidhi Bhakti there. But Prem Bhakti Chandrika is Raganuga, quite Raganuga. And his prarthana is also very high classes of Raganuga bhajan. Siddha pranali as a Siddha bhava. What can we give to those who don't know ABCD of Raganuga? For them, the slokas of Srimad Bhagavat in 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 9th, canto, and 10th, 11th and 12th, and all other books are there. Sukhshastra, Upadeshamrita, all these books are. But when he is telling that Prem Bhakti Chandrika, he is telling that Radha Krishna Pran Mori Jugala Kishore. No? Radha Krishna Pran Mori Jugala Kishore. And like so. And he is telling and gives his reference to this slope. That there should be a sthayi bhav.
Yes.
And upon sthayi bhav, there should be vibhav, sattvic, and vyabhichari, four matters of prem. All this mixed together becomes a bhakti ras. So, he is writing, that for this we should go to any rasik Vaishnava, bhakta. Vibhav, sattvic and sthayi bhav, they don't know anything, ABCD of Raganuga. What they will understand? If there is a vibhav. Vibhav of two kinds.
Okay.
The bhav are of two kinds. Alamban bhav, Uddipan bhav. Alamban are of two kinds. Asay ang visay. I was telling that vibhav is of two kinds. No?
Yes. Ashray and visay.
Visay and uddipan. All are vibhav. Each a rasa has a sthayi bhav. Understanding?
Yes.
And each rasa sthayi bhav has its own visay, asray and uddipan. Mm-hmm. the ashray of madhur ras is not the same as of vatsalya ras. Uddipana are not same. The age of Krishna, Pauganda, Balya, Pauganda and Kishore. In this, Kishore is only useful in Madhura, not Pauganda and Balya. Here we are telling about, we are discussing about Madhura. Here Vishaya is Vishaya Ashraya, Vishaya is Krishna. Who Krishna? Here who is Krishna? This Krishna? Who is very expert to service of Srimati Radhika? The Krishna who is so much happy to have the prince of Radhika, Alta prince here. So there are 16 verses of Krishna in this ras. Having all the verses of 16, Krishna, Kishore and especially Lalita Nayak, Dhira Lalita. Nayak here is Vishay. And Sarvagun Sampanna Kalavati Srimati Radhika. Kalavati, you know?
Yes, that's from the verse here, article.
It will come.
Yeah.
Kalavati Krishna Radhika. Article. Here worshipped by Kalanidhi is Ashraya Valamban. No? What is Uddipak? All the things that Radhika has given print on the body of Krishna and all Mayur Nitya Vrindavan scenery, especially Sinja, Lata, Creeper, and Creeper which is very yellow creeper. Going on, climbing on Tamal tree, there. So these are Uddipak, Jamuna, all these things are. What is Anubhav? All the Anubhav of Srimad Bhagavatam has been given, are in Ujjwal Nilmani of Singaras, Anubhav, Sattvic, Devichari, all things. Dipta, Pradipta, Sudipta, no? All these things. How you will describe, here he has Narottam, is telling in a sutra all these things. From a Raganuga guru, you should learn Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvic and Sthayi, all bhavs. Can you explain for Western countries, those that don't know anything, ABCD, always deeply immersed in the vaibhav and bhog, how they can? So what you should write here, the explanation of all these things there?
And if you try to explain it without reference to that, then what is the use?
No use at all?
Not an explanation, actually.
So it is for advanced devotees, all these things are. Those who are eager to know, they have read something. For them it is Prem Bhaktika, Chandrika, and Prarthana. Hede he nagaravar, hede he nagaravar, suna he muralidhar, nivedan kai tuva paaye. What we will do there? Yes. what will be the explanation of Nagarvar? Even very advanced devotee does not know what is the meaning of Nagar. They cannot explain. But here we'll have to explain. They have no grace. How can we explain this? So our Prabhupada means Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has warned not to sing all these kirtans. Only advanced stage devotees can sing and do all these prarthanas. They cannot understand. They will misunderstand all these things. Nagar without Nagari cannot be. And Nagari means with Nagar. Here Nagar means he has given his heart to be Nagari. That is Nagar. Without Radhika Krishna cannot be Nagar. For all gopis, Krishna has done Ras to give Ananda to all gopis, to satisfy gopis. Because they wanted Ras for satisfying Krishna. So Krishna is going to satisfy them. But to Radhika, he is to take rasaswad, to taste bhakti ras, prema ras. Krishna is going to Srimati Radhika and dance with the Radhika. For them, to satisfy them only. But for taste of prema, he is going to Srimati Radhika. So there is difference between all gopis and Srimati Radhika. How can we define all these things for other devotees who are not adopting Vaidhi Bhakti at all? They will be misguided. And that is Sahajya Bhav. So we should not try to give for all persons, but some qualified devotees it can be given. Now you want to read? Do you want?
Yes.
But all these poetries and the slokas are only of Sringar. Only that kind of sadhak, which, I mean, those who have bhav, Vishuddha Sattva in their heart, for them it has been told. But not other devotees. Here, yesterday we have discussed about this. We have discussed about last 33 slok. In that we have discussed that he wants to decorate Srimati Radhika's eyes with a kajal. No? This was the slok?
No, that was the day before.
Oh.
Now we did the red marks on Krishna's forehead.
Oh. Laksharasa. Laksharasa, yes. Now, for a moment, he came in this sense, into sense. And now he is crying, bitterly weeping. And he was lying on the earth and weeping. Lord Podkarna, rolling on the ground. What to do? Oh, I was seeing that I am putting alka to Radha's feet. I am so much concerned with Krishna. So I bow down to that alka. Then I will have chance to decorate Srimati's feet, lotus feet, by this thing. And we think, at once anything cramps so brightly in his heart. Then he tells Sisa that at the time of wrath, Srimati is standing and Krishna, his Kalanidhi, he has given his left hand of the right shoulder of Srimati, no? And that hand was Ajanulambit. Ajanulambit bhuja? Long, very long. And Sarpakriti, as if it was a snake, very cold, very smiling.
I wanted to know about this idea that with Sarva Bhavana and this book, Prema Bhakti Chandrata, whether I should do something. He said, I realize my qualification is to preach to devotees about Vaidhi Bhakti. And this is important and it's helpful. And right to
you told.
I'm saying that to you, that my qualification is I can help devotees, tell them how to avoid illicit sex and how to chant japa. But this is such an elevated subject matter. So he said, Sarva Bhavana said, still, it has to be made accessible to Western people. So even though you don't have such a high qualification, if you follow the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti and just try to explain it to
how you can, we can explain?
That's what I want to ask.
How? We can write and write something about Vaidhi Bhakti there. But Prem Bhakti Chandrika is Raganuga, quite Raganuga. And his Prarthana is also very high classes of Raganuga bhajan. Siddha Pranali as a Siddha Bhav. What can we give to those who don't know every city of Raganuga? For them, the slokas of Srimad Bhagavat in 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, and all other books are there. Sikshastas, Upadeshamrita, all these books are. But when he is telling that Prem Bhakti ka Chandrika,
having his hand given there in the nest, rounding nest, Krishna has given his balance to Srimati Radhika. So she is something heavy and she was like here. She
is telling that
she has become at one in inner mood.
Radha Krishna Pran Mor Jugalokisho.
Now, in sense,
no?
Thinking all this.
Radha Krishna Pran Mor Jugalokisho.
And from that, she becomes like a.
And less so. And he is telling, and gives his reference to this slok, that there should be a sthayi bhav. And upon sthayi bhav, there should be vibhav, sakti, and vyabhichari, four matters of prema. All this mixed together becomes a bhakti ras. So, he is writing that for this we should go to any rasik Vaishnava, bhakti. Vibhav sattvik and sthayi bhav, they don't know anything, abcd of Raganuja. What they will understand? If there is a vibhav, vibhav of two kinds. The bhav are of two kinds. Alamban bhav, uddipan bhav. Alamban are of two kinds. Asya ang vishay.
And by keeping hand there, Srimati Radhika is so careful.
By telling that vibhav is of two kinds. No?
Ashraya and vishay.
Vishay. And uddipan. All are vibhav. Each ras has a sthayi bhav. Understanding? And each ras, sthayi bhav, has its own visay, asray, and uddipan. The asray of madhur ras is not the same as of vatsalya ras. Uddipan are not same. The age of Krishna, Pauganda, Balya, Pauganda and Kishore.
What meaning is this?
In this, Kishore is only, Kishore is only useful in Madhura, not Pauganda and Balya. Here we are telling about, we are discussing about Madhura. Here Vishaya is Vishaya Asta, Vishaya is Krishna. Who Krishna? Here who is Krishna? This Krishna? Who is very expert to service of Srimati Radhika. The Krishna who is so much happy to have the prince of Radhika Alta prince here. So there are 16 bhartis of Krishna in this ras. Having all the bhartis of 16, Krishna, Kishore, and especially Lalita Nayak, Dhira Lalita. Nayak here is Vishay. And Sarvagun Sampanna, Kalavati Srimati Radhika. Kalavati, you know?
Yes, yes.
It will come.
Yes.
Kalavati Krishna, Radhika. Here, worshipped by Kalanidhi, is Asrayavalamban. No? What is Uddipak? All the things that Radhika has given print on the body of Krishna. And all the Mayur Nitya Vrindavan scenery, especially Kunja, Lata, Creeper, and Creeper, which is very yellow Creeper, going on, climbing on Tamal tree there. So these are Uddipak, Jamuna, all these things are. What is Anubhav? all the anubhava of Srimad Bhagavatam has been given, or in Ujjwal Nilmani of Singaras, anubhava, shakti, devichari, all things. Dipta, pradipta, sudipta, all these things. How you will describe, here he has Narottam, is telling in a sutra all these things. From a Raganuga guru, you should learn vibhav, anubhav, sakti, and all bhavs. Can you explain for Western countries, those that don't know anything, ABCD, always deeply immersed in the vaibhav and bhog? How they can? So what you should write here, the explanation of all these things there?
And if you try to explain it without reference to that, then what is the use of that?
No use at all?
Not an explanation,
actually. So it is for advanced devotees, all these things. Those who are eager to know, they have created something. For them it is this Prem Bhakti Ka Chandrika and Prarthana. Hede he nagaravar, hede he nagaravar, suno he muralidhar, nivedan kai tua paay. What we will do there? Here, what will be the explanation of nagaravar? Even very advanced devotee does not know what is the meaning of Nagar. They cannot explain. But here we will have to explain. Those who have no grip, how can we explain this? So our Prabhupada, means Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, has warned not to sing all these kirtan. Only advanced stages, devotees can sing and do all these prarthanas. They cannot understand. They will misunderstand all these things. Nagar without Nagari cannot be. And Nagari means with Nagar. Here Nagar means he has given every his heart to the Nagari. That is Nagar. Without Radhika Krishna cannot be Nagar. For all gopis, Krishna has done rash to give ananda to all gopis, to satisfy gopis. Because they wanted rash for satisfying Krishna. So Krishna is going to satisfy them. But to Radhika, he is to take rasaswad, to taste bhakti ras, prema ras. Krishna is going to Srimati Radhika and dancing with the Radhika. For them, to satisfy them only. But for taste of prem, he is going to Srimati Radhika. So there is difference between all gopis and Srimati Radhika. How can we define all these things for other devotees who are not adopting Vaidhi Bhakti at all? They will be misguided. And that is Sahajya Bhav. So we should not try to give for all persons, but some qualified devotee it can be given. Now you want to read? Do you want? But all these poetries and a slope
now
are Vanya Sringar. Only that kind of sadhak, which, I mean, those who have bhav, visuddha sattva in their heart, for their, then it has been told. For no other devotee. Here, yesterday we had discussed about this. We have discussed about last 43 slok. In that we have discussed that he wants to decorate Srimati Radhika's eyes with a kajal. No? This was the slok?
No, that was the day before.
Oh.
Now we did the red marks on Krishna's forehead.
Oh. Laksharasa. No? Laksharasa, yes. Now, for a moment, he came in this sense, into sense. And now he is crying, bitterly weeping. And he was going, lying on the earth and weeping. Lord Podkarna?
Rolling
on the ground. What to do? Oh, I was seeing that I am putting altar to Radha's feet. I am so much concerned with Krishna. So I bow down to that altar. When I will have chance to decorate Srimati's feet, lotus feet, by this thing. And we think, at once anything came so brightly in his heart. Then he tells Sisa that at the time of Ras, Srimati is standing and Krishna, his Kalanidhi, he has given his left hand of the right shoulder of Srimati. No? And that hand was ajanulambit. Ajanulambit bhuja?
Long,
very long. And sarpakriti. As if it was a snake. Very cold, very smiling, no? Very gentle, smooth, every quality it has. The smell of hand came in the nose of Srimati Radhika. He became, she became like mad. And that hand was coming on this bomb soldier.
Right
shoulder. Left.
Left. From right to
left.
Left. And it was coming down here. No? Manu sees that hand is seeking something. Krishna was standing in Tribhanga Laliti. Tribhanga Laliti, you know? And some towards श्रीमती राधिका झुका हुआ, झुका हुआ क्लीनिंग लीनिंग हाँ टुवर्ड्स श्रीमती राधिका एज इफ ही वांट्स दैट माय होल बॉडी कैन कवर श्रीमती राधिका होल बॉडी वॉज विलिंग. So many things are coming in the mind of Krishna and he became so much filled with rush. As a pot wholly filled by anything, any rush, understanding? And if there is something here and there, that rush comes out. So Krishna is in so mood. So he is seeing that Radhika is out by hands of Krishna. There was some bhar means load, weight. No? See Krishna having his hand given there in the neck, rounding neck, Krishna has given his balance to Srimati Radhika. So she is something heavy and she was like here. Seeing this, she became at once in inner mood. He was now incensed, but thinking all these things, he became in inner mood. And from that, he became like a sakhi, as a manjari. No? Now he is seeing all these things as if it is actual he is seeing. But it was his spurti. I explained ekspurti there. No? But he is seeing as if actual I am seeing and doing all these things. When she, when it jhuk gayi maine?
Putting down.
Leaning on him.
Leaning
on Radhika.
Towards Krishna and Krishna towards Srimati Radhika. And seeing the hands of Krishna there, he at once began to thought that if I have a Mallika mala, garland of Mallika Kusham, and in having seen this very beautiful scenery, can I give garland to Srimati Radhika's soldiers? That you are so much lucky,
fortunate,
that were the Krishna hand upon you. And by keeping hand there, Srimati Radhika is so cheerful. So I want to do Abhinandan of you. Abhinandan?
Welcome, obviously.
Oh, I want to welcome these soldiers. That I can do archan of these soldiers by Mallika flower. This is something meaning. Now we will read it. Kalavati natansayo prachura kama pujjajvalat kalanidhi muraddisa prakatarasa sambhavayo bhamarjhankritayir madhura mallika mala muda kadatavatayo samarpayati devi dasi janaha. The word meaning is this, Kalavati, Aradhika, Natansayo, she is jhuki hui hai Krishna ke taraf mein, leaning, Atansayo, that is Krishna has kept his hand on around the neck of Srimati Radhika. Here, prachur means abundant prasur, abundant, too much. Kama pudya jalat. Krishna is here. So much had kama mane abhilasha,
desire.
What desire? To play with the Radhika in so various way. No? In gambling, in decorating, in and so much vilas. There are so many kinds of vilas. Krishna is Atmaram and Aptakam. You know Atmaram?
Self-satisfied.
Self-satisfied. Nothing is needed for him. Self-satisfied. There are Sukadeva Goswami at first, Sanatanandan was Atmaram Yogi. Krishna is root of all yogis. Atmaram. He is Atmaram of Aptaram. And Krishna is Aptakam. Aptakam means all desires have been fulfilled. That is called Aptakam. So there are no any desire which is to be fulfilled. Everything has been fulfilled. That is Aptakam. So Krishna is so, but when he sees any prani bhakta, he becomes so hungry, so much hungry to have prem. No? So much. If he sees Yashoda, he is so hungry that goes and jumps in the laps of Srimati Yashoda and takes in mouth her bread. If he sees Nanda Baba, he goes to the laps of Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba always chimban is kissing and taking his hand on the feet of that feet. And giving one laddu. Oh yes. So he is hungry of his sneha, prem. If he is Atmaram, Aptakami, but if he sees that cows are coming, Baldevi is coming, Sudam Basudam, Subal Sudam, Lavanga, Tokrishna, all are, Madhumangal are coming, he at once began to taste Satkharas. He cannot be with Yashoda in his home, Nanda Bhavan. He will at once jump out of his home and will play with them. And really, if he sees gopis, and especially to Radhika, what he does? If he sees gopis, he tries to make them santushta. Santushta is satisfy all the gopis. What demands he does. But when he sees Radhika, he becomes out of sense. What to do? He forgets everything. And he begins to serve Srimati Radhika here. And to take a rasaswa, to taste his prem. No? Gopi taste Krishna prem. But here Srimati Krishna is testing Radha Prem here. And to fulfill this idea, he came as a Gauranga Mahaprabhu. No? So there are some difference, not difference, some vaishishtya characteristics in Radhika Prem. So here he is telling, Kama Pujo Jala. Kama means hidden abhilasha. Desire. What? Calm desire. Calm means prem. Not prem, but sneha man pranay rag anurag mahabhav prem. So he wants, Krishna wants to taste mahabhav And this taste only can be had by Radhika, not to any other gopi, even not in Chandravali and all others. No? So, kam punya. Punya means heat. Kam means to taste all the bhavas of Srimati Radhika. No? Jalata. This kam is not in a first stage. No? Not first stage. If he burn fire, give fire to anything, first is comes dhoom, a smoke. Then, by and by a smoke goes away and only flame is coming. And it, when it is in full progress, that is called prajjalat, completely. So come that desire of to taste Radhika's prem, Mahabhava, is like a fire. Krishna is burning in that fire. Understand? He is burning in fire. And he now burning, he wants, who will serve me? Who will give water? And will subside that fire. She seeing here and there, and see that only one ashray is Srimati Radhika. So jalata, means that desire was uncontrolled of Krishna. Only Srimati Radhika can control by giving taste of Mahabhava to Krishna. So Krishna has that kind of calm. So in heat condition, and so in burning in Krishna heart. Now, Kalavati Natansaya Prasura Kama Punjo Jalat Kalanidhi Muradvisa Prakata Rasa Sambhavaya Sambhavayo. We have described about Krishna Kama here. What desire? What kind of desire Krishna? And in what stage? Burning stage. When it became, where it took place? Prakata rasa. Prakata rasa. Prakata ras, when Krishna was doing ras with gopis. Here, the adjective of Srimati Radhika is Kalavati. No? And Krishna is Kalanidhi. The meaning of Kalanidhi, that Nidhi means ocean, and other meaning is Khajana. Khajana means treasure, both means. Here not ocean, but here, ocean it may be also, but here it means khajana, meaning treasury. No? Krishna is treasure of
art.
Of art. What art? Madhur art, Sringar art. Ujjwal Nilmani, it has been given. Uki Lalit. Dhir Lalit and all kinds of Nayas. So Kalanidhi, Krishna is Kalanidhi, is himself ocean, rush ocean, color ocean, or his treasure of, treasury of
art,
Kamakala, his Kamakala. Whether as Srimati is Kalavati, Kalavati mane?
Graceful artist.
That is, I'm giving an example. The very great, in Bombay, there is a utmost good shop of harmonium, Behala, Esaraj, Sarangi, Tabla, Duggi, and all instruments full of. But the shopkeeper does not know to play on all these things. But there is ocean of all instruments. No? Srimati Radhika is artist. She can play on harmonium so beautifully. No? She can play on Veena that Krishna becomes so much moved. She can sing so good manner that Krishna sees an astonished. Especially when Srimati Radhika dances, Krishna becomes so much filled with karuna rush. No? Srimati Radhika is Kalavati, and he has art, and he is knowing every art. If any artist person, very good singer, plays on harmonium, plays on behala, you know behala? Behala, you know?
Violin.
It is violin. Very karuna ras, murchana swar, going up and down, no? As if anyone is crying, and so melodious. Even the deer of a forest can come.
Attractive.
So attractive. So if any artist, Srimati Radhikai artist, she came in the treasure of all these things, and she makes, she is playing with all instruments very beautifully. Krishna is shopkeeper. She is the master of all these things. But not master in doing so, and if Krishna does any kirtan in fifth, sa, re, ga, ma, pa, five, then Radhika goes up to
seven,
sa, re, ga, ma, pa, dha, ni, sa, last tune. So Krishna, oh yes, yes. Very good, very good. Sava, sava, dhanna, dhanna, Krishna. Yeah? So, as a matter, Krishna becomes shopkeeper, becomes so much glad. And he tells that whatever any instrument that you know, you wish, you can take. I am giving all to you. Here Krishna is Kalanidhi. Kalanidhi means he is the ocean of Kala. But Krishna, Radhika is Kalavati. She is expert in all Kala. And Krishna only can Rasaswad. He can hear how melodious these all instruments are. She is playing on all these things. He can hear. But he can also play on this. But not as Srimati Radhika. So she is Kalanidhi, he is Kalanidhi, and she is Kalavati. Both. Krishna is a Rasik, certainly. Rasik Shekhar. And Srimati is a Rasik Shekhara. But when there will be comparison of a Rasik, Krishna will have to learn something from Prem Guru Radhika. No? What to tell Radhika? He will have to learn from Vishakha and Lalita also. So he comes to Godavari and meets Vishakha there and learns so many things, and that he returns in Gambhira and tastes all these things. Without the help, he cannot taste all these things. So here Kalavati and Kalanidhi, two words are given. Krishna is Rasik Shekhar also. Srimati Radhika is Rasik Shekhara. They are standing each other in front of them in a rasasthali. Muraddhisaha, there is a demon, Mura. What is the use of Muradrasa here? Why? What is? If a man has his heart like Moor, they should be. They are not liable, qualified to read and to hear all these things. We'll have to drive,
remove
all these disqualities. These are like demons. If demons are there, all things cannot happen. So Murad, he has killed Murad, and then they have met. There is no Moor, no kapatta, no desire, nothing is there. No gyan and karma and all these things. Only there is calm. Calm means pain. Then we can see there Krishna and Radhika. Prakataras sambhavayo. Prakataras means in a rasa lila all this took place. This is the happening of a rash time. Sambhavayo means Milan.
Meeting.
They are standing nearby. Sri Mati Radhika is dancing. Krishna Shah. Oh, how fast she is doing nitya.
Dance.
She is singing. How sweet she is singing. How beautiful his art are of hands and posture of all body. When she dances, this body becomes so round, and seeing all these activities of Srimati Radhika, Krishna at once meets Srimati Radhika, and by love and affection, he gives his hand on this left shoulder of Srimati Radhika. Left hand, Krishna, left hand,
right shoulder.
Right shoulder. Because he has taken bansir in one hand. And he is doing like Sridhanga Lalit. Leaning to Srimati Radhika. Having given his some bhar wet to Srimati Radhika. Only in rush. And his hands that I told first, hand is coming through this soldier, right soldier, right to left, coming down here. He is in a so mood, very in pleasant mood Krishna is there, testing all Mahabhava here. The Radhika ji ka jo mukha hai, is going in different colors, changing. This is Sattvic and Vyabhichari bhava. And Krishna is sitting in the eyes of Srimati Radhika, and Radhika is sitting in the eyes of Krishna. And they are telling and talking only by these eyes. Everything they are talking. That mouth cannot talk, tongue cannot talk. So, Bhramadad Bhamara, Jhankitair Madhumallimalam Mudar. Oh, she is saying that any sakhi or myself in Rati Manjari says, and that I am seeing this happening, and become as a friend. I was something far away from them. All sakhis are searching Radha and Krishna. Two, in Srimad Bhagavat it is written that Tat sau bhagamadam vikshamanam chakeshava prasamaya prasadaya tatrayvantar dhiyata. When Krishna saw that all gopis playing with me and dancing with me in hands and hands, and I am removing the sweets sets of their faces and doing messaging their face and unke dhuli kana ko jhaad raha hun, removing their dust from faces and here body, they saw that Krishna is supreme, Rasik, Nayak. No? Krishna, not as a Bhagavan. Best Nayak in whole world. Even Ram and Narayana is not so beautiful that Krishna is. So beautiful. So Rasi. So, in every way he is best of all Nayaks of the whole world. But now he is under us, underneath. Everyone are thinking like. A wife is, any Nayika is, becomes a Saubhagyavati. Saubhagya Mada. Mada means a wine. When we take mud, we become like a maid. When a Nayika becomes like maid, when his husband or Priyatam Nayak is controlled by he does so. No? Krishna is best Nayak in the whole world, and now he is serving us. So this is Saubhagya Mad, wine of Saubhagya. Understand? By drinking that mud, Saubhagya Mad, they became mad, fully mad. They saw that all other gopis are not like me, myself. So they became mad. And Radhika saw that, oh, Krishna is so cheater, liar, dhurta. She tells always that you are best Priyatama of mine. I love you mostly. But now you see that she is loving all equal. Oh yes, I will not see towards him. I will not talk him. I will not look him. So she became Manini. Krishna saw that what to do? To shake their Saubhaga mud. And to make Srimati Radhika please. He took as one Srimati Radhika and forcibly he disappeared from Ras. No? They are searching, all gopis are searching. There are so many youths of gopis. Groups. Chandravali groups. Shyamala group, Vipaksha group, so many kinds of youth, all are searching Krishna. But Radhika's group, that is Lalita Visakha group, is searching both. Where is Krishna and where or Swamini ji, Srimati Radhika? They are searching both. At last they found the footprints of Krishna and Radhika. The Vipaksha is telling that Anaya Radhita Ninam Bhagavan Hari Reshwara. Oh, this very gopi, whose footprints are within the footprints of Krishna, in the midst of Krishna face, certainly this is so much, very near and dear to Krishna. She is above all. Certainly it is so much so bhagyavati. Anaya Radhito Ninam. She has done aradhana to that Krishna. So Krishna is vasibhut. Krishna is controlled by her. The gopis, Swapakshimane, Lalita and Vishakha, and these manjaris are seeing that surely this footprint is of Radhya. Now they become so cheerful that Krishna has not gone alone but with our Swamini ji. They become so much proud, they become so much happy, but they don't declare. They cannot declare. They are knowing and being this. They saw that where the footprints are going, they took another way and all others went another way. From a distance they saw, oh, I am seeing Srimati Radhika is, or Swamini ji is sitting. Krishna is gathering flowers, decorating Srimati Radhika's hair. And he Chatting means, but speaking him so that she may be so much pleased. Chattering.
Srimati Radhika. At last, he saw that, oh, they became so much pleased there. Here, Krishna told that, are you all gopis are coming? You are seeing? I am hearing their voice. I am hearing, they are coming here. Just at once we should go to another place, a hidden place. She told that, I can't move. I'm so why she told so? She was thinking in her mind that I am so much kritagna to all gopis. Understanding? Kritagna. I am ungrateful to all my sakhi. Leaving my all the gopis who are serving always nearly and dearly to me, even giving their soul to me, life to me, they want to serve me. Leaving Krishna also, they want to serve. I am now testing this frame with Krishna here, alone, leaving all these things, all gopis. So there is, here is no Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, or my Rati Manjari, Vilash Manjari, Rup Manjari, all are not here. I don't want such love. Because I am creeper and they are lips. Without lips, there is no characteristics of creeper. No? Without flower and without lips, a creeper is nanga, naked. No? So, I will serve Krishna or Krishna will serve me where the Lalita Vishakha, all gopis are there. They must be bent. So, I was pretending that I cannot move because they will come. And Krishna sees that if they will come and see together alone, all will be very envious to us and to Srimati Radhika. And there will be forever quarrel. There will be no rush at all. So, Srimati is not going. He told that, you should go. I cannot walk. Then come to my soldier. He is standing, she is standing. But he is telling that, I cannot go. Krishna at once put his hand in his neck. And as a prayer, he is having this hand here. Oh, you should keep my word and at once go. Keeping his hand in the soldier. Oh, soldier has so much shobhagya. Shobhagya, you know, fortunate. That he has the hands of Krishna here and in a prarthana mood, praying mood. And Radhika is also in Mahabhava avastha. So I want to worship your soldiers, how he is seeing this. So how he can worship? He is coming now in some senses, in myths. One is in sense. One is half sense and other is in inner sense. From inner sense he is coming down by and by in mid state. And from antarvajyavastha he is coming now to vajyavastha. He is now waiting. What I have seen? How can I worship this soldier? How fortunate I am. She sees in his bhavanetra. That there are so many beautiful flowers of mallika, madhura mallika, very sweet gandha of mallika. So made a flower garland. And by eyes she does archana of Srimati Radhika and gave it to the neck of Srimati Radhika. Ja rahi hai? Ja. In the neck of. And praying that when I will have chance to serve you, Radhika, in this way, and praying his Gurudev Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, and all others. This is the purpose of this.
Radhika goes up to
today we will end here.
Sala, dhanya. So, as a matter of Krishna becomes popular, deeper, becomes so much clearer. If it tells us that whatever any instrument that you know, you be, and giving all to. Here Krishna is Kalanidhi. Kalanidhi means he is the ocean of Kala. But Krishna, Radhika is Kalavati. She is expert in all Kala. And Krishna only can rasaswad. He can hear how melodious these all instruments are. She is playing on all this. He can hear them. But he can also play on this. But not as Srimati Radhika. So she is Kalanidhi, he is Kalanidhi and she is Kalavati. Krishna is a Rasik, certainly. Rasik Shekhar. And Srimati is a Rasik Shekhara. But when there will be some reason of a Rasik, Krishna will have to learn something from Prem Guru Radhika. What to tell Radhika? He will have to learn from Vishakha and Lalita also. So he comes to Godavari and meets Vishakha there and learns so many things. And that he returns in Gambhira and takes all these things. Without the help of help, he cannot take all these things. So here Kalavati and Kalanidhi, two words are different. Krishna is Rasik Shekhar also. Srimati Radhika is a Rasik Shekhar. They are standing each other in front of them, in a Rasak Thali. Muraddhi Saha, there is a demon, Mura. What is the use of Muraddhi Saha here? Why? What is it? If a man has his heart like Mura, this is it. They are not liable Palitha to read and to hear all this. We have to drive, remove all this disqualities. These are like demons. If demons are there, all things can happen. So Murad, he has killed Murad. And then they have no. There is no mood, no kapatta, no desire, nothing. No dhyan and karma and all this. Only there is calm in strength. Then we can hear Krishna and Radhika. Prakatarat sambhavayo. Prakatarat means in a Rasa Lila all this took place. This is the happening of a Rasa time. Sambhavayo means Milan. Meeting. If they are standing nearby. See, Srimati Radhika is dancing. Krishna Kumar. So how fast she is doing nitya dance. See, seeing how thick she is doing. How vertical his art are of hands and posture of all bodies. When she dance, this body becomes so round. And seeing all these activities of Srimati Radhika. Krishna at once met Srimati Radhika. And by love and affection, he did his hand on the left shoulder of Srimati Radhika. Left hand, Krishna, left hand, right shoulder. Because he has taken one feeling in one hand. And he is doing like Subhanga Lalita. Some learning to Srimati Radhika. Having given him some heart, wet to Srimati Radhika. Mali Indra. And his hand that I told first. Hand is coming through this shoulder, right shoulder. To left. Right to left. Coming down. Yeah. He is in a so mood. show mood, very pleasant mood for me, testing all Mahabhav here. The Radhika Ji Tan jo mukha hai, is going in different color, changing and changing. This is Saptik and Vekit Jari Tarita. And Krishna is sitting in the eyes of Srimati Radhika. And Radhika is sitting in the eyes of Krishna. And they are telling and talking only by the eyes. Everything they are talking about. That mouth cannot talk. Tongue cannot talk. So, Dhamadadhamar. Dhan to say it, Madhu Mallimala Muda. Oh, she is saying that any Sati or myself in the Rati Manjari state, and that I am seeing this happening and become as a friend. I was something far away from them. All Sati are Sati Radha and Krishna. Two, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is written that Tattau Bhagamadam Vishnanam Chate Sava Prasamaya Prasadaya Tatravantar Bhujyata. When Krishna saw that all gopis playing with me and dancing with me in hands and in hands, and I am Kosaravanta, removing the state set of their faces and doing messaging their state and unke bhulikana ko jhaad raha hoon. Removing their dust from faces and ears. Dekha that Krishna is supreme Rati Nayak. No? Not as a Bhagavan. Best Nayak in whole world. There is the Ram, even Ram and Narayan are not so beautiful that Krishna. So beautiful. So Rati. So in every way he is best of all Nayak in the whole world. But now he is under us, under me. Everyone are thinking like this. A wife is any naika is becomes a Saubhagyavati. Saubhagya mother. Mad means wine. Taking when we take mud, we become like a man. When a naika becomes like man, when his husband that Priyatam Nayak is controlled by him. First you see, once he does so. Krishna is best Nayak in the whole world. Now he is serving us. So this is Saubhagya Mat, wine of Saubhagya. Understand? By drinking that mud, Saubhagya Mat, they became mad, fully mad. They said that all other gopis are not like me, myself. So they became mad. And Radhika said that, oh, Krishna is so teacher, liar, ghurta. She tells always that you are best Priyatana of mine. I love you mostly. But now you see that she is loving all people. Oh, yes. I will not see towards her.
I will not talk him. I will not look him. So she became manini. Krishna said that what to do? To shake their Saubhagya Mat and to make Srimati Radhika please. He took as one Srimati Radhika and forcibly he disappeared from Ross. No? They are searching, all gopis are searching. There are so many groups of gopis. You know?
Groups.
Chandravali groups. Shyamala group, Vipaksha group, so many kinds of youth, all are searching Krishna. But Radhika's group, that is Lalita Visakha group, is searching both. Where is Krishna and where or Swaminiji, Srimati Radhika? They are searching both. At last they found the footprints of Krishna and Radhika. The Vipakti is telling that Anaya Radhika Ninam Bhagavan Hari Rishwara. Oh, this Hari Gopi, whose footprints are within the footprints of Krishna, in the midst of Krishna face. Certainly this is so much, very near and dear to Krishna. She is above all. Certainly it is so much Subhagyavati. Anya Radhito Ninam. She has done Aradhana to that Krishna. So Krishna is Vasibhut. Krishna is controlled by her. The gopis, Swapakshmane, Lalita and Vishakha, and this Manjari we are seeing, that surely this footprint is of Radhya. Now they become so careful that Krishna has not gone alone but with our Swaminiji. They become so much proud, they become so much happy, but they don't declare. They cannot declare. They are knowing and then they. They said that where the footprints are going, they took another way and all other went another way. From a distance they saw, oh, I am seeing Srimati Radhika is, or Swamiji is sitting. Krishna is gathering flowers, decorating Srimati Radhika's hair. And he chatting means, what? Speaking him so that she may be so much pleased. Chattering Srimati Radhika. At last, he saw that, oh, they become so much pleased there. Here, Krishna told that, are all gopis are coming? You are seeing? I am hearing their noise. They are coming here. Just as soon as we should go to another place, a hidden place. She told that, I can't move. And so, why she told so? She was thinking in her mind that I am so much kritagna to all gopis. Understanding? Kritagna. I am ungrateful to all my sakhis. Living by all the gopis who are serving always nearly and dearly to me, even giving their soul to me, life to me, they want to serve me. Living Krishna also, they want to serve. And now testing this frame with Krishna here, alone, living all these things, all gopis. So here is no Lalita, Visakha, Chitra, or my Rati Manjari, Bilash Manjari, Rup Manjari, all are not here. I don't want such love. Because I am creeper. And they are lips. Without lips, there is no characteristics of creature. No? Without flower and without lips, a creeper is nanga.
Naked.
No? So, I will serve Krishna or Krishna will serve me. Where the Lalita Visakha, all gopis are there, they must be bent. So I was pretending that I cannot move because they will come. And Krishna says that if they will come and see together alone, all will be very envious to us and to Srimati Radhika. And there will be forever quarrel. There will be no rash at all. So Srimati is not going. He told that you should go. I cannot walk. Then come to my soldier. He is standing, she is standing. But he is telling that I cannot go. Krishna at once put his hand in his neck and as a prayer, he is having this hand here. Oh, you should keep my word and at once go. sitting in the hand in the soldier. Oh, soldier has so much sobhagya, sobhagya, you know, fortunate, that he has the hands of Krishna here, and in a prarthana mode, praying mode, and Radhika is also in Mahabhava avastha. So I want to worship your soldiers now here. Seeing this is. So how he can worship? He is coming now in some senses, in this. One is in sense, one is half sense, and other is in inner sense. From inner sense he is coming down by and by in mid stage. And from Antarvajyavastha he is coming now to Vajyavastha. He is now waiting. What I have seen. How can I worship this soldier? How fortunate I am. She sees in his bhavanetra eyes that there are so many beautiful flowers of mallika. Madhura mallika. Very sweet gandha of mallika. So made a flower, garden. And by eyes he does archan of Srimati Radhika and gave it to the neck of Srimati Radhika. Ja rahi hai? Ja. In the neck of. I am praying that when I will have chance to serve Radhika in this way, and praying his Gurudev Rupa, Goswami Rupa Manjari and all others. This is the purpose of this discourse. Today we will end here.